V'zeh shom rabbi seinuz al posuk zeh, and this is why our rabbis in the Gemara, at the end of Masechta Yuma, the last mishnah of Masechta Yuma, the Gemara says, ma mikvah metayar satmeim, af ha-kodesh baruch hu metayar se eres Yisrael. Just like a mikvah takes people who are impure and makes them pure, so too Hashem purifies the Jewish people. Ki ha-koil echod, because it's all one. Ki mei ha-mikvah hem b'chinas mei hadas, shehem b'chinas hamshochas chiyus ha-kodesh baruch hu kavyol. Because as we mentioned earlier, the mikvah waters represent the mei hadas. Remember? Ki molo ha-oretz deyo es Hashem kamayim le'yam echasim. Das is compared to water. And das is chiyus ha-kodesh baruch hu. Das is spiritual life. Remember we quoted the pasuk, ha-chochma techaye, chochma gives life, chochma seichel das, that's life, that's chiyus. Bechinas keseder, which is called, the chiyus of Hashem is keseder. Shaydei ze ikar ha-tahara. And that's what brings about purification. What? The bechin of keseder, the bechin of Hashem, the das, that brings about That brings about taharo. Kinase hakoil kaseder kanal. Because by toiveling in a mikvah, any shaloi kaseder that's attached to the person disappears, it becomes nullified, and it plugs into the kaseder, into the water, which is the das, which is Hashem. Amen v'amen. With this, we conclude this chapter on Hilchas Mikvois. And with this, we conclude this first book of Yoredeya. We have one more volume of Yoredeya in Likutei Halachos. Interesting to note, Rav Nosson Zal says here that the mikvah waters are like das. The pasuk says in Parshas Balak, I believe, where Bilam says, "Matoivu oyolecho Yaakov mishkanasecha Yisrael, kinecholim nitoyu." That the Torah is compared to Necholim. It says just like a Nachal, just like a stream of water purifies a person, so too the Torah purifies, the waters of Torah, these Meimei Hadas, are what purify the person. And we've mentioned this in the past, but maybe today is the ninth day of Kislev. Today is Thursday, the ninth day of Kislev, Tov Shinayin. Tomorrow is going to be Friday, and Shabbos is the yahrzeit of Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Avrocha, my Rebbe, Yud Aleph Kislev. One of the Divrei Torah that he loved to say over was related to what we're learning about here, connecting all three things. Connecting the mikvah, connecting the tshuva period that Rabbeinu Zal mentioned in the Torah that we quoted here, the tshuva period, the 40 days of tshuva from Rosh Chodesh Elul through Yom Kippur, and connecting it to the true tzaddik. We mentioned that a mikveh has the power to purify. And we know that the Gemara speaks about certain things, certain types of tumah that can be nullified, and there are certain types of tumah that can't be nullified. They are so powerful that they're such a strong bechina of keseder that even when they come into contact, there's such a strong bechina of shaloi keseder that even when they come into contact with keseder, they still hold their own. They don't get nullified. We know lahavdil, there's the concept of women's liberation. There are certain women who get married, and I'm not changing my name. What do you mean? I'm not Mrs. Berger, I'm Jane Doe. You know, she wants to hold on to her name. She doesn't want to merge into her husband. She wants to retain her own identity. That concept. Lahavdil, in talking about mikvah and purification, the Gemara says that one of the types of tumah that can't be nullified is a beria. A beria is a complete organism. When you have, for example, let's say you have a rodent, a sheretz, any kind of creepy crawly, if a leg of a rodent or a half of a rodent or something like that falls into a large quantity of kosher and it can't be identified, you can't. If you have a large enough quantity of kosher, the unkosher, the tameh, becomes nullified, becomes kosher. But a beria, a complete organism, most opinions in the Gemara say cannot be nullified. There is an opinion in the Yerushalmi that says that if you have 960 times as much of kosher as the non-kosher beria, it can even nullify a beria. And the Gemara shows how it comes up with this calculation, 960. The Sifrei Chassidus tell us that this is a remez to us. Every Jew is a beria, a complete organism. A Jew can be tohor or a Jew can be tamei. A person can defile themselves, can make themselves tamei by committing all types of sins, chas v'shalom. The question is, how do you purify a beria? So we have this opinion that says that if you have 960 units of purity, that can do it. One example of these 960 units of purity is a mikvah, because we know that the standard liquid measure that's used in the Gemara is lug. Lugin are the most common liquid measure. Throughout the Chumash, when we talk about the nesachim that were brought with the karbonos, it's revias hahin, shlishis hahin, it's referring to measurements of in lugin of water. A mikvah, which is 40 saw, a saw is 24 lug. So that a mikvah is actually 960 lug of water. And that's an example of this 960 pure units that can even nullify a beria being a complete human being. That's a place, a time. What time is most suited for this? The 40 days from Rosh Chodesh Elul through Yom Kippur, which are the 40 days that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to heaven on a Thursday. He went up on a Thursday, came down on a Monday on Yom Kippur, when Hashem said, Solachti Kedvorecha. And this is why these days have been established permanently in Judaism as days of Kapora, Slicha, and Mechila. You have that 40-day period, number one, and you have Monday and Thursday, where we say special extra prayers, the long Tachnun, V'hurachum, where we ask Hashem for all kinds of forgiveness, because of those 40 days. We know that a day is 24 hours. So the 40 times 24, these 40 days have in them these 960 hours, these 960 units of purity that can purify even a beria. Now we know that we're told a person comes to the tzaddik. Rabbein Azal said here that you have the meimei hadas, the waters of das, that they are like a mikvah. A person comes to the true tzaddik who has these meimei hadas. He is the one who transmits his Torah, the Torah of Hashem and the Torah of the tzaddik to the Jewish people, these meimei hadas. He's also like a mikvah. A person comes to the tzaddik and they become purified. And for this we know that the person in the Torah, who's in the written Torah, who's referred to as tzaddik, is Yosef HaTzaddik. It's brought that the word Yosef, the letters Yud Vav equals 16. The Pei in Hebrew is an abbreviation for Pe'amim, times. Samach, 60. 16 times 60 equals 960. Showing that the tzaddik also possesses this gift. He's a mikvah. He is the place and the time for tshuva. When a person is zoicha to become attached to the true tzaddik, the tzaddik has the ability to purify him from all types of impurities. And to be mekayim this pasuk, mikveh Yisrael Hashem, Moshiach Beis Tzora. We should be zoicha by learning about mikveh, about purity, that Hashem should have rachmonis on us and purify us from all the impurities. We know that in a few days we're going to have the holiday of Chanukah, where the Yevonim tried to defile all the purity of the Beis HaMikdash, the oil, which represents the highest degree of purity. Shemen Mishchas Kodesh is Moichen, is Sechel Das. Oil in the Torah represents Chochmah, Sechel. The Greeks went ahead and defiled all the oil. But the Torah says that there was one vial that they didn't get to. It had the seal of the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol represents the Tzaddik Emes. The Pasuk says about the Tzaddik Emes, Ki sifse kohen yishmeru das v'toiro yevakshu mipiyu, that the one who we go to seek das and Torah, which is the true Tzaddik, he's called kohen, sifse kohen. So this vial of oil that had the seal of the Kohen Gadol, which the Greeks couldn't defile, the something that has the seal of the Tzaddik Emes on it, all the forces of Tum in the world cannot withstand its purity. And that's how we commemorate the miracle of Hanukkah, with lighting these eight candles, with this Shemen Zayis, this purity. It's brought in Sifrei Kabbalah that there is a name of Hashem that's associated with Tikkun HaBris, with the Midah of Yesod. This name of Hashem is spelled Beis Yud Tes. And it stands for it's the first letters of a pasuk, Bizroyoi Yekabetz Tloim. The Hashem says, with Hashem's arm, he gathers in the sheep, referring to the lost sheep, or like the lost seed that we had learned in the previous shir, that concept of Rachmona Letzlon, when things get stray, they go off course. This pasuk Bizroyo Yekabetz Tloim is merames to this Shem, this holy name of Hashem that represents Tikkun HaBris. It's mentioned in different, some of the Machzoirim of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur have a special Yehiratzayin, a special Ribbono Shelam, with when the Chazan in Musaf, when the Chazan is repeating the Musaf Shmon Esrei on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, when he gets to the words Umipnei Chatoenu Golinu Me'artzenu, because of our sins we were exiled from our land, there's a special Ribbono Shelam or Yehiratzayin in Samachzorim, where we ask Hashem to forgive us for any and all types of Pegama Bris that we might have committed. And there it mentions this name of Hashem, this special name of Hashem, Bizroyo Yekabetz Tloim. It's also mentioned in other Psukim. So it's brought that these letters, Beis Yud Tes, in the code of Atbash, we switch Beis as the second letter of the Aleph Beis, we switch it with the second letter from the end, a Shin. Yud is the 10th letter from this side, we switch it with the 10th letter from the back, which is Mem. Tes is the 9th letter. We switch it with the 9th letter from the back, which is Nun, the word Shemen. Shemen, oil, represents the concept of Tikkun HaBris. The holy seed is compared to oil also. It's referred to as a holy oil, preserving the oils of the body. That's the terminology that's used in the Sifrei Kabbalah, Sifrei Hasidus, regarding a person not being nichshal chas v'shalom in pegama bris, not letting the liquids of the body go to waste chas v'shalom, that concept. So we hope that this chodesh, this month of Kislev, this holiday coming up Chanukah, we should be zeichet to this shemen mishchas chodesh, this purity, to renew ourselves in the mitzvah of mikvah and in all the mitzvahs that we learned about in this whole sefer. We covered a lot of different mitzvahs, all the aspects of kashrus, shchita, basar becholov, dam, dogim, chelev, tloim, all kinds of things. We should be zeichah by fulfilling these mitzvahs to get to see the building of the third Beis HaMikdash with the coming of Moshiach, b'mehera b'yameinu, amen v'yameinu.